This morning I'm going to take my reading lesson. For anyone who has their Bibles and want to read along out of the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28. Pretty much goes right along seemingly with our Sunday school lesson this morning. What we have to read, and maybe our thoughts might be a little bit different. My thought, I guess, a lot of different things I've been thinking about this week as we just the different situations that's availed in many people's lives and the things that's gone on. We think about, one man that he was riding a four-wheeler and wrecked. And he's paralyzed from his neck down just all of a sudden. Think about Addie, young girl, 3-4 years old, brain tumors, just so much death and sickness that beset us in our lives on a day-to-day basis. And I guess I just, my thoughts this morning is basically what really matters. What really matters, I guess. Of course, these things that we're going to be looking at this morning, we're going to start reading in the first verse in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come unto thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be when thou comest in. Blessed shall be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee 7 ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord establish thee and holy people unto himself as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto the fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto the land his season, to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And the Lord shall be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods and serve them. I'm going to stop my reading right here. There's a lot of people, they look at these things and they look and they see blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings. And we talked about this morning, and I'm going to go ahead and say right now a point that Brother Burt made. It's a very good point, and I can't think of saying it any other way better than he said it this morning. You know, that our blessings are personal with the Lord. It comes to us personally through the Lord, through our work and the things that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do these things ourselves, and we can't depend upon other people for our blessings. We need to depend upon ourselves. If there's something that the Lord has for us to do, then we're supposed to do it. He give it to us to do. And if we ever expect to get a blessing out of these things, then we have to work for the Lord and do what God would have us to do. An excellent Sunday school lesson this morning. You think of the world that we live in, and we think, actually I was thinking about a lot of the things that you see as far as what is called religious, and if you watch any of the TV stuff or any of that stuff, they're always talking about blessings being poured out on them. If you'll give me money, if you'll send in your checks, if you'll send in your money, if you'll send in this, that blessings will be poured out upon them. Granted, I do believe that the Lord requires of us to give back to Him. Bible, I believe, teaches that you're to give tithes and offerings unto the Lord. I believe that with all my heart. I believe He does bless when you do that. But there's so many other ways that those blessings come upon you. I think, as I think about these things, we have such a, I guess, a money-minded world that we live in. We live in such a money-minded society. It's all about money. It's all about the dollar. You know, it's all about power and what pushes. And people look at prosperity and they assume that it's the evidence of spiritual blessings. They look at prosperity, they see wealth, and they see these things because of all the stuff that they've heard. You know, that I guess a lot of this stuff that you possibly see or hear on TV, and you see wealth or you see these things, and they associate with spiritual blessings, and some of it could be. Some of it truly could be. But the most important thing that is so often not seen is those spiritual blessings that are right here. That's between you and God. That was between me and the Lord when we were singing a song earlier. And I was just sitting there, just getting filled up with the Spirit. Those little storehouses of blessings that God pours out upon you when your heart is right before Him. We see how so often that the Bible teaches a lot of things, and it gives, matter of fact, it gives a lot of warnings about riches and what it does to you and what it can do to you, what money can do to you and your mind and the way you think and where you put your priorities on life as far as God is concerned, when you are making money, you know, and making more and more and more in this aspect of greed in our lives, you come upon this time of year, we're coming into a season and time, and I hit on this seem like every year, but we come into a season and a time that, you know, we're to be looking at the birth of Jesus, and yet everybody calls it Christmas, and you know, you think about all the aspects that goes along about that, you think about, and you look at this, how they want to start it off the first day after Thanksgiving every year with a day that's called Black Friday. How people pour out of their homes and they show things on TV where people just go out there and they just fill their baskets full, and you know, whether they need it or not, it's on sale, we're buying it, you know, it's just they just load it up, they just hoard it up. It's all about me, it's all about me. Gimme, gimme, gimme. That's what anymore it seems to be that's what this season is promoting. It's promoting just greed, wantonness. I ask this morning and I pray that as we go through this season that we keep our hearts and our minds be focused upon what the season should be about. That it should be about Jesus. That we keep it upon those things that's important. What is important? We know what's important. All of us here today, we know what's the most important thing. We know that somebody's soul being saved is the most important thing that there is in this world. We know that Jesus' name is to be lifted. We know, many of us, we know and we understand these things. But we allow, and I allow, the world to clutter our minds and to clutter our lives to the point that we are not in communication with God. That when He speaks to us, that we hear Him. That when those songs that are sung, that those things on your heart, they bless your heart. That when the teachings of God's Word, I was blessed in Sunday school this morning by the teaching of God's Word. Those personal things, those things of the heart, those spiritual blessings. You know, the Lord said, all these blessings, everything that I read here out of this 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, all these things He said, God said that He would do for His people with these restrictions. And in the readings here that I read this morning in this 28th chapter, it was mentioned twice. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways. It said that twice in the ninth verse and over here in the 13th verse. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, and observe to do them. So it's one of those things that everybody wants the blessings. Everybody wants all these different things. You know, they want this and they want that. And we become such a wanton society. But what matters? What matters this morning? And that's what I just want us to consider this morning. I struggled. I didn't have a clue, hardly at all, what I was going to preach on. And I prayed about it, and I searched about it, and I thought about it, and I've been thinking about all these different people. I thought about as I visited Brother Jimmy that's sitting in the hospital this morning, how he would love to be here this morning. Sister Susan, But they can't because of their health. I know that we go through a lot of battles in our life. But I feel that the battles and the joys and the blessings that we receive, they come from down in our necks. There's battles that are won when we're on our knees. There's some of the greatest joys of my life have been when I was on my knees talking to the Lord. The greatest experience that I'll ever have in my life, I was on my knees asking the Lord to save my soul, and He saved me. The greatest experience that I ever had. Our greatest battles and our greatest blessings, and I believe, begin with our relationship with the Lord, talking to the Lord, finding out what God has to do for us, what He wants us to do. And then, once we find that out, once we know that, once we understand that, that we follow through and do, just like He said, the blessings will come. He has promised to that. Those blessings do come. But it ain't all about getting a bunch of stuff. It's not about getting a bunch of stuff. It ain't about how much you can get. It's about the Lord. It's about what the Lord expects from us as God's people. You know, I can read some verses here in the 23rd chapter of the book of Proverbs. It says, labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards heaven. You know, all the stuff we got, we know this. We know this very well. One of these days, it's going to all be gone, you know. If we die, we ain't taking it with us. And if the Lord comes back, or when the Lord comes back, it's all going to be burned up. And yet many times we like to get stuff. I like them presents. I like to get them. I know everybody else does. But we just need to know and understand where the true blessings are. And that's my thoughts this morning. What's important? What is the true blessings? Is our true blessings really in stuff? Or is it in the spiritual things of God? Is it in being able to feel the Spirit of the Lord and when you talk to Him and when you're praying to Him, or when somebody is testifying, or when a song is sung, or when you see somebody bow down that's convicted under sin and they call upon the Lord to be saved. Those are the spiritual blessings when they raise up and they say, the Lord, save my soul. That's what it's all about. That's the good stuff. That's where true joy, that's that everlasting joy, isn't it? That's what it's all about. Apostle Paul speaks, and we make mention of this quite often, I guess, time to time anyway. Over in the 12th chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians, he's speaking about something wrong with his body. It says, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that heareth of me. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. How did he know that's what the Lord said to him? He was talking to him, wasn't he? He was praying to him. He was asking him. That's how he was on his knees and he was talking to the Lord, and he knew when the Lord answered him that he said, my grace is sufficient for me, and that it would be enough. It would be good enough. Grace is sufficient. I was looking over here and these very familiar verses over in the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Is our heart focused upon God? Is our heart focused upon Black Friday? About getting all the presents we get, getting what we can get? Is our heart focused upon the things of the Lord, serving God? It says, don't lay up treasures upon earth where moth and rust dust corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Treasures in heaven. How do we get treasures in heaven? Working for God. That's where the treasures lies. That's where the joy lies. That's where the blessings lie. Just from the very beginning over here in our reading, those are where the blessings come from. Those are where our true joy and our true treasures come from. I know we all have to have food and clothing, and we have these things, and I think most of us here are pretty blessed with that. I truly do. I know I am. I'll speak for myself. I'm overly blessed. I've got more, far more than I deserve to have. And I don't understand it many times. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye, and if therefore thine eye be single, clear, single, focused upon the things of God, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body or what you put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than raiment? But the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory also was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Some many times, and I'm guilty of it to anybody else, we take it upon ourselves that we need to do this and we need to do that, and we don't try to depend upon God. We try to depend upon us, me, I, to go out and to do, leaving the Lord out of it. Try to do it by ourselves without the Lord's help. That don't work too good sometimes. You think about, it spoke of Solomon here, and I was thinking about Solomon. Over here in the Psalms, you think over here that when he was talking in this 51st Psalm. Now in the writing prior to the song, this is to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Now we know in this story that Nathan the prophet had came and he basically told him of his sin and it convicted him. He told him of what was going to happen because of his sin. He told him these things. And we come to find out in this reading here about how through his life and doing things the way he wanted to do it, how he got away from God. And there was something, there was an aspect of this that when he got away from God, even though that he was a saved man, that he knew the Lord, by going away from God and getting away from God and doing things that wasn't pleasing to God, there was something that was said here about him losing joy. Losing joy. Let's just read this. It says in this 51st Psalm, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." I said, now he come to the realization, he was under conviction here of his sin. He knew it was wrong in what he had done, and it had been made visible to him the what was going to happen because of his sin. "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned." There was a mention that was made this morning in Sunday school, Brother Burke said, about sins, you know. There's one thing we know, whether it reaches out from generation to generation or not, the sin is personal. When I sin, it's between me and the Lord. When you sin, it's between you and the Lord. The only way to get that straightened out, it's between you and the Lord. That's on your knees. It says, "Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight. Thou that mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and the hidden part shalt thou make me to know wisdom." See that inwardness. That heart dealing with the Lord. That heart talking to the Lord this morning. As we when we have our greatest joys and our blessings, we get it on the inward parts, don't we? We get it on the inward parts. We feel it. We know that. We understand that. You know, there's a lot of people that has religion in this world that has no assurance of salvation concerned with it. Nothing. The Lord can fill me up and I'm just as assured of my home in heaven as I was in the moment when the Lord saved my soul. That rekindled spirit, that assurance that just keeps me filled up, keeps letting me know, keeps letting me understand, keeps hold on, you're coming home one of these days. I have a home prepared for you to come to one of these days. Just hold on, keep fighting the fight, keep walking that walk, keep doing what I would have you to do. It says, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Restore it, O Lord. We can get away from God, and we can get out into the... We can let the things of the world overtake us, but if we've been saved by God's grace, He's still there. We've got to come back to Him. We've got to come back into His presence. And the only way that we can come back into His presence is on our knees and through working with Him and doing what God would have us to do. So many people get out. It's so easy to do. So easy to do, to get away, to step away from the Lord, and to go out and to let the things of the world override our minds. It's so easy to do, to get caught up in these things that goes on. I preached about last week that we're a peculiar people, though. To be different, to be apart, separated from the world, and to do these things, we have to stand out sometimes. Most of the time, actually. We have to. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Isn't it good when you can't get a hold of the Lord time from time to time and you keep trying, and then you do? You get that renewed spirit, that feeling, that joy, that peace, that understanding, that just that hand of God upon you in your life. And you know that's all that matters. With whatever that might be weighing down your life, sin and sickness and sorrows and troubles or money or whatever it might be, the Lord's got His hand upon you. You know what matters. You truly know what matters. If you don't, if you've never experienced that, I hope you do. Not the going down, but I hope you'll understand that what matters is the Lord in everything. So many verses here that we can look at. Over 1 Timothy in chapter 6. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of it. The love of it. And while some covet it after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. I've said before, there's very few people in this world that can handle money. It's going to change them. It's going to hurt them. How many times do you see somebody on that wins a lottery or something, how in a few years their whole life is destroyed? Their home, their family life, everything. They thought that money was just going to be so good for them, and it was just going to bring so much joy and so much happiness. And it wound up, it come in and consumed them and destroyed everything that actually could mean anything. It come in and destroyed. Greed destroys. It wanton greed, and it destroys. This morning, I just want us to consider and think about that as we come into this season, remember what's important. Let's remember what's important. We can enjoy ourselves. We can have a good time. And we can remember what's important. We cannot put the things of the world first and be greedy and wanton put what's first, and we can enjoy ourselves so much more. We can enjoy what matters. We can enjoy one another. We can enjoy a good relationship with our Lord. Down on our knees. What a blessing to be able to do that this morning. That's my message. These are my thoughts today. I pray that the Lord would use them. I just wish everybody would have been at Sunday school this morning to hear the good lesson that was taught. It was much better than what I had to preach this morning. Would there be a thought or a word on anyone's heart? Earlier, the church pray in Sunday school. The church pray for a friend of mine. His name is Darrell. He's going through a lot of things with his family. His father just passed away, and ask you to pray for him. Hard to whittle down, you know. lot of room for improvement right here. I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but there's a lot of room for improvement. Anything else on anyone's heart? Service tonight. Does anybody got any objections to that? No service tonight. Anything else to be said or done? All standing will be dismissed.
Dear Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come here once again to meet and give you worship and praise. I want to thank you for the many blessings in our lives that you might, although we know we are not worthy of them, but you just seem to keep giving them to us. I want to ask you at this time, go with us as we go our separate ways and keep us all safe from harm. Come and meet here once again to worship. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.